welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's a Dark Mark show. We're having Josie Cat is stealing Venus Lux's purse as we're speaking. And look who's here, Orpheus. Orpheus, I got a big surprise for you. Come on in.
I didn't bring
us stuff. Well, we got a big surprise for you, Orpheus. Big surprise for you. I have a seat, Josie. Like, well, I'm going to start the show, do the sponsors real quick because we got quite a show. In the studio is the beautiful, lovely, four-time AVN nominee, Venus Lux.
Hello, hello.
And I was surprised to find out today that, and hopefully you'll find the wooden spoon that you lost last time, the two-time AVN Award nominee. Why don't you have a seat in the middle? It's a nice sandwich over there, Orpheus. That's Orpheus Black, our friend. He's been on the show before. We haven't had him for a... Last time he was here with... tied up Josie Cat for her birthday and let everybody spank us. Or spank her. Well, I spanked myself later on that night, but everybody spanked her.
Everyone did.
And that's my...
It was out of control.
Beautiful co-host, Josie Cat. Josie, you want to say hello to the Dark Minions out there?
Hello, Dark Minions.
Well, we've got quite a show, and this is going to be... There's going to be no shortage of kinky stuff, conversation... Here's what happened, and I do apologize. And Miss Poisonous was supposed to be here.
Right.
Orpheus had planned to do a little fire play with Miss Poisonous and was a little disappointed, but I've got something that'll cheer you up.
A little disappointed?
I got something that'll cheer you up.
I bet you do.
Josie Cat has volunteered.
What?
To do some fire play with you.
Oh, that's crazy.
She picked up some pasties.
I like it. Better than tape.
I'm so nervous.
Well, we're going to wait till the end of the show for that.
I'm excited, though. This is a really fun show.
And this fire play will be brought to you. And that's Venus Lux.
How are you?
I'm good. How are
that's
you?
Orpheus Black.
Nice.
The fire play and all the kinky and all the crazy stuff you'll see tonight brought to you by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow or just go to darkmarkshow.com. Click the Audible button right by my smiling face, and you can get any number of audiobooks, including Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
I should get that party
hard. I'm going to get to that. Also, our friend Sasha Gray was on the show a month ago. Her book, read by her, The Juliet Society, is there. Stephen King's sequel to The Shining is on there, Dr. Sleep, all sorts of crazy books.
Friday the 13th?
There's probably Friday the 13th books, and they do have Dracula, the play, performed by an all-star cast, including Tim Curry, Alan Cumming, all-star cast. They have comedy albums by Louis C.K., Kevin Hart, George Carlin. Just go to Dark Mark Show, click on the Audible trial. You get a free book, free, in a 30-day free trial.
I'm going.
You can cancel the next day or within 30 days. You keep the book.
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, so.
Because I love Louis C.K.
Yeah, get a free Louis C.K. album. Why not? Funny.
He's fucking hilarious.
Louis C.K.'s the best. Yeah, just get a Louis C.K. album. Cancel within 30 days. You still got the album. You can put it on your tablet, your phone, computer, whatever you want. Also, we're brought to you by DammitTees.com. DammitTees has the greatest selection of counterculture shirts. It actually has a shirt by your fellow AVN nominee, Buck Angel. Mm-hmm. Also has Exorcist shirts, Frankenhooker shirts. Crazy punk rock shirt, Dead Kennedy shirts, two-way army shirts. Who has a two-way army shirt? Damatees does. Go to damatees.com, order a t-shirt, say you heard from the Dark Mark Show. They have those reanimator shirts that we gave away that we all have. I still have it, but it glows in the dark.
Very cool.
Reanimator, the rock group, or the movie?
The movie. We gave away Reanimator shirts. And actually, the Reanimator shirt that they sent came back, and it is a big one, so I might give it to you instead.
I appreciate it.
But actually, if you want a Reanimator shirt, I'll have make one for you. But go to damatees.com.
I'm not that big, dude.
No,
you're huge. What the fuck are you talking about?
You make me sound like a mammoth, like a yeti walked in the room.
His arms are like the size of my legs. They're like,
they're not quite that big, Josie.
They're not that sexy.
Fuck off, Mark.
They're not that sexy.
Go to damatees.com, put in the Dark Mark Show, you get 10% off. Venus Lux is here. She's a four-time AVN nominee. When I say Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, what planet are you from?
Venus.
Duh.
What planet were you born from?
Earth, I guess.
Well, the reason I asked this, and actually Josie on Facebook already spoiled it, but you have the best of both worlds.
Oh, definitely.
She does. It's so hot.
I sent you a picture of her.
I love boobs.
I love boobs too. I'm trying to think who has the best boob job.
Me.
And she's kind of like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh.
The best of both.
A little bit of chocolate, a little bit of peanut butter, it all comes out. A little bit of titties, a little bit of penis. It all goes over well.
I would be a lesbian, but I don't like going down there.
But you look for her?
I don't mind going down on you, though.
Ooh. Wait a second. We might have to postpone the fireplay.
Definitely. Yeah. If it's going down
but
like
Venus
that.
Venus has the both what I like best.
Well, I actually posted a picture of you, a lovely picture of Venus Lux, and it was interesting because I'm telling you, we're going right into it. And trust me, this hour's going to go by like that. Okay. About three people come up to me and say, you know, that girl you posted on that's going to be on your show, she's super hot. Heterosexual men. Mm-hmm.
Was this like full nude or like half nude?
No, I didn't post a nude picture of you. It was a nice picture. We're not Facebook friends yet, but we should be very soon.
We should.
But it's the one I posted on Instagram and Twitter, and you reposted it. But,
oh, yes, that one.
Yes. And so then I showed them the other picture, the one that I sent to Josie of basically a blonde girl sucking your dick. And which you found very arousing.
Oh, I thought it was so hot.
It's because
I love men, and of course, you know,
I love many men, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, so many times. I think I've probably got approached by guys at clubs so many times that don't know that it's starting to get to the point where it's like, I just want to have like a tag like right here, like, you want to talk to me? I got a penis.
Well, you know, you could like unzip your zipper and just let it flop out. That might help.
Like, hey, you like what you see?
Do you ever grab their hand and stick it down between your legs and say?
I would. I'm just really scared of the reaction.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch that.
Yeah. Especially when you got a club and they're kind of drunk. I've taken some drunk guys home before. So,
do you get offended by the term girly boy?
Actually, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Did she just say girly boy?
Yeah. I just came back from Thailand.
I heard it's lady boy.
Yeah, lady boy.
She's okay, no maybe girl. That's it. What's the matter with you? She's a lady boy.
You know me with names, Mark.
She's a lady man.
I like girly boy better.
Okay. Well,
lady boy.
It's porn. You can call me anything.
So, does lady boy offend you?
No, nothing offends me, to be honest. Like, you
we got 47 minutes to go. We'll try to do our best.
I'm pretty much like called every single name in a book, you know? So, as long as you're like dicking me down good or I'm having really awesome sex, then you can call me anything you want.
Well, I did extensive research on Venus Lux, which I intend to do. And what I heard was there's a lot of men that you are their first time with a girly boy, as Josie so tactfully puts it.
Yes. It's starting to become a new trend. I guess it's like these guys are wanting to try something different. You see like this hot girl with like fully done, you got tits, you got a nice body, and then also you got this cock. You know, I think guys definitely want to try something new. Guys are curious. You guys are horny. You guys always think with your cock. So when you see something different, you guys are curious, you know, you just want to give it a try. Like, fuck it, you know, life is too short.
Well, you're a beautiful woman. Let's be honest.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful woman. And you know, I have been fooled once in a while. You probably would fool me. Although you are pretty tall and the hands are the giveaway. The hands.
Yeah, a little bit. She has beautiful hands.
I didn't say she has beautiful hands, but they're big hands.
Yeah. They're not that big.
For Asians usually have smaller hands.
Orpheus and Josie they're so vain. They just love taking pictures of stuff. Well, let me introduce you to Orpheus.
Just put me on blast like that, man.
Well, Orpheus, now I was shocked to find out you were nominated for 2 AVN Awards. And
what are you shocked about, man?
Well, I didn't know you did porn. You did movies.
Yeah, I did. I've been nominated for 3 AVN Awards.
Okay, so we got 7 in the house.
And the Urban X Award.
What's a Urban X Award?
Urban X Award is for Black adult entertainment, specifically.
Oh, okay. Urban X.
Urban X. I didn't hear you right. Urban X, because you're a Tranny Award winner, Venus, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so she's a winner, and you're an Urban X winner.
I'm a nominee.
You're a nominee.
Never,
you haven't won?
Yeah. Never the bride.
You're the Susan Lucci of Urban X.
Exactly.
And I do apologize. I so meant to take his class. He teaches classes and all sorts of things. This week, you were teaching a class in climax control.
Climax control, correct.
Which nice. I should have taken because look at Venus perk up. Because I really.
Wait, let me check.
So basically how to control your partner's climax.
Correct. And heighten it.
Well, is there one lesson that you can extend to me in the Dark Mark Show crowd?
Yeah.
Take your class next time.
You teach
time.
Me something.
What can I teach you? You're an Urban X. I mean, you're an AVN Award winner.
No, she's a Tranny Award winner.
I'm a Tranny Award winner.
Okay.
But, I'm surprised you guys didn't run into each other at the Governor's Ball at the AVN Award.
That'd be awesome.
That's crazy.
Is there a Governor's Ball? Is there like a, some sort of like...
Because
like at the Oscars, all the nominees get together. Like
I mean, there's the AVN, there's after parties.
There's
at
after
AVN.
Parties. Oh,
they're
parties.
Crazy too.
Yeah. Crazy. You don't say. Oh, so tell us an anecdote from that.
Oh man, shit! I can't even tell you how many celebrities were at the last one. Yeah, I mean, in the bondage, because you know the porn guys go to their area, right. They do their thing, and all the fetish and kink people go to their thing.
The
last one was at the Bellagio
this year. I don't think they had one.
It was at the Bellagio.
Oh, last year they had like a penthouse or something like that.
Yeah, it was a penthouse. Yeah. Same thing, and they take it's like the whole floor. And it's just all kink, the jacuzzis, it's just ass and titties and dick and people fucking and beating and everything. It's going down.
So you say, when you say celebrities, not porn celebrities, like legitimate Hollywood celebrities.
I'm talking about, we get a lot of celebrities.
Like Clint Eastwood? I mean, like,
I can't put the names out there. I'd be breaking the code, man. But like a lot of rock stars.
Charlie Sheen was probably there.
I would love to party with Charlie Sheen, man.
I'm sure.
I would love to party with Charlie.
Axl Rose was probably there. Nicky Six, all those.
Ooh, I'm not gonna, there's rock stars there. There's a few rock stars. There's a couple rappers.
Navarro's there. We know that.
I'm not going to say.
Corey Feldman.
Shut up, dude.
I almost even at the party, I know who's there. See, Scott Baio's there.
You're not supposed to say who's there, man. You're not supposed to put them out like that.
I wasn't at the party. These are all conjecture.
Okay, it's all conjecture.
Whatever
yeah.
happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Exactly.
That's all the Playboy Mansion.
And I just came from Vegas 2 weeks ago, and I stay with my friend who has kids now, so what happened in Vegas was I watched a lot of the children's show Caillou, but that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. But climax control, let's get back to that.
Yeah. Okay, so basically what you're doing is you're taking a person, waiting for the climax, trying to get them to that point, and then you have them hold it.
Drag
it out. You're basically intensifying it, and over a period of time, you can get the person to come on command.
Really?
It's just basically conditioning.
Oh, you can do that with guys.
Oh yeah.
It's just repetition. You have to do it in a certain way. Women are much easier. Guys,
you just
are
have
harder.
To stop. You just have to stop.
Dude, you're just like, no, I want to come right now.
No, you have to associate. You have to associate something, some form of stimulus with their climax.
Right.
So when they, say they're about to come, you just say, "Tell me when you're about to come," and they say, "Oh, I'm about to come," and you say, "Come," and then they do. The next time you do it again, you say, "Come," and then they do, and then you know what I'm saying, and you just keep doing it.
I've done that.
Eventually,
you'll get
to the point where you. Just say come, and they do, and they don't even have to work it all the way up.
That didn't happen. But let me ask you a question, because I said this when our friend Dr. Lamour from Sex and Divinity was here. Josie didn't believe me. I did this once with a girl, and she got a nosebleed. Is that...
That is possible. That is totally possible.
See?
You can have an aneurysm from coming too hard.
So Josie's like, yeah, no, I ain't got a nosebleed. Yes, it happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just having a hard time picturing you have sex.
That's fucked up.
With somebody else.
Touché.
That was for the leg comment. She got you back.
Yeah, just trust me. We'll get her back again. We haven't mentioned that this in a while. You were at her birthday show. I was on my best behavior because it was her birthday. I only said one bad thing about her.
You were biting your tongue.
Plus, I was all over the mic and everything. It was a crazy show.
And she was looking good. And we were all in shots.
Yeah.
We should have did body shots.
She was looking good then.
Oh, body shots.
Yeah. We should have did some body shots off of you.
So who's got the liquor?
Huh?
Who's got the liquor? You got
I don't know. I'll send somebody out to the store, though.
Yeah. You got to buy with the board. If only Mindy was here, we could have them both. So, Venus, you've only been in the porn industry like a couple years, right?
About 2.5.
2.5 years.
Yes.
Okay. So it was 2012, 2011. And you're already a Tranny Award winner. What separates you from the other trans, because I confess I don't watch a lot of tranny porn.
Oh,
I I don't watch a lot of porn. Period. But the tranny porn has escaped me. It's hard to find. But I guess it's not that hard to find.
It's not that hard to find anymore.
Just like right in your face.
Yeah, because when you know, I used to be with the video store with the beads, and then you go in, and it's like,
how long ago was that?
I remember that.
Yeah, that was before your time. But so what separates you from the other tranny performers? Why are you the award winner?
I am known to be the one who fucks everything, girls, trannies, guys. and
I actually had a question about that.
That's omnisexual, right?
Right.
I don't know. Is there a word for it?
Omnisexual. If there is, Orpheus knows about
it. Yeah, I just coined it.
There you go. Trademark.
Yes. Yes. Orpheus Black. Yes. But I was curious about this because I was trying to imagine the possibilities. And I'm sure this is like nothing to you, but I'm guessing you've fucked a girl and a guy's fucked you at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That's like my favorite position.
Really?
It's fucking awesome.
What do you call that? Because like...
I don't know. Threesome.
Like, I'm trying to work
it's
that.
How does
that happen to me?
She's banging a girl and okay. A guy's banging her.
Mm-hmm. But don't you have to stand up?
There might be another tranny. It's like the human centipede, but
don't say that.
like the hot human centipede.
I don't even know how that.
I
happens.
Don't even know. It's just fucking explosion of awesome sex.
Really? Does everybody come at the same time?
The thing is, I got a cock and I can't come like a girl. It's like 5-7 times. You know, it'd be awesome if I could come that many times.
I can, but nobody seems to really pay attention or be there when it's happening. But
are you multi? You're multi orgasmic?
Well, I was this week because I was researching Venus Lux. But
snap!
And Miss Poisonous, who unfortunately couldn't make it. But and it's funny because her ass was posted all over Facebook too.
Sure was.
Oh yeah.
Actually, last night Miss Poisonous and I were grinding on stage at Josie's show. So yeah, 5-7 times it's possible, but it depends, not every time, but sometimes.
Are you like a secretor?
Ooh. Secretor?
What's like a secretor? Secretor is people like who start coming before. Yeah, it just kind of leaks out. Just
no. I'm one of these. It takes a long time to come.
Right.
But once.
That's exhausting.
No, that's what I say. Sometimes it is. It depends on the partner. You know what it is? Some partners I'm multi-orgasmic. Some partners I last a long time. It's just one or two good ones. But yeah, I mean, trust me, there's a big backlog.
As long as you got like an 8-inch cock, that's
definitely a multi-orgasmic. Well, let's pretend I do. And I'm actually, well, here's the thing. This is why I would be afraid to actually. And I do know how large your penis is, which I can't say that about a lot of people. I know how big mine is. Harvey Keitel, he did a couple movies in the 90s. I know how big his is. Yours is bigger than his.
Wow.
Come on, you saw Bad Lieutenant. Don't give me that shit.
I never watched Bad Lieutenant.
You never saw The Piano?
No.
Josie, come on.
If there's dick on the TV, I kind of turn.
No, but this is a whole story. He's a bad lieutenant. He's a cop. Come on, dude.
I do not watch it.
That's like prior before my time.
No, it was like 20 years ago. Harvey Keitel, like he was in like a bunch of movies and he always showed his dick and it was like.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Thank you.
This is leading to my point. Like, you know, your penis has to be bigger than some of the guys that you've been with.
Yes.
And how did they take that?
In the ass?
They made that. The bend over.
I mean, I've met you at a club.
Oh,
and then come there. And
oh,
then
we
like,
never go that far. If the cock is like that small, I'm sorry. I'm like,
oh, okay.
Oh, you say no? Huh?
Hell no.
You're like,
yeah.
Fuck that.
I'm used to like porn cock.
You're,
I'm taking
you're a size
like 13
queen.
Inches of cock, so I'm like, I'll have some standards.
Who's got 13 inches of cock?
I'm this guy named like Castro Supreme.
Castro Supreme.
He's a dictator.
Yeah, apparently so. The Castro Supreme was probably at that penthouse party. I'll bet he was.
Oh yeah.
But wow, that's interesting. So, Orpheus, I'm not going to ask you about your dick size, but
I'm not going to tell
you're
you.
Black.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
You're
like a
10-11
incher.
Well, no, but it's not even that. It's just the deep voice. But you have that, and if you've never seen Orpheus do his thing, he's a lot more intense. I mean, you've dabbled in S&M too, right?
Oh yeah, I work for kink.com.
Right, so
and kink.com will not hire me. Why kink? Kink.
Kink should hire
Venus
you.
Venus has some pull.
Venus
Jeez,
can,
I don't know.
No pun intended. Venus has some pull.
I've worked for every other fucking fetish company you can think of, and kink.com, it's like getting, you got to break through a fucking wall to
is
get
that
there.
What it is?
You
guys,
it's funny,
like
actually.
Rapunzel.
I don't know
if
you see that many
thing?
Interracial
is
guys.
Huh?
I never actually see that many interracial guys out there.
Is that what is this, a black thing? Or
I have no
I
idea.
Know.
I think
most
it
of
is.
People are in there.
Exactly. There are no, if you're not really fucking on public disgrace, there's no black people on there.
Yeah.
And there are no black doms on there. And I've been trying to get in there for I don't know how fucking long.
But I was going to say, if you've seen Dom's, and you'll see it later today when Josie is set on fire, which I can't wait for. But this guy, it's a whole different thing. There's a whole different intensity when he does a scene.
Wait, do you like finger girls, or do you actually fuck them when you like do this like control climax?
It depends on what I want to do. If I'm getting paid to do it, I don't fuck. You know, you can't do that.
Because the thing is, like, if you can actually control a girl to climax, then you must really have a big ass fucking cock.
Really?
Not really.
Wait a second. If you could finger a girl to climax, you have a big cock? Is that what you just said?
No, I mean, like, if you can help a girl control her climax,
right.
You must have a good sized cock.
You know what you have have more than anything? You have to have dick control. Whether you can have a giant cock and have a feather trigger, you know what I mean? It's not even that.
Right.
You know, if you can get in there and you can fuck for, you know, 2-3 hours, you break out the machinery, you break out the ropes, you break out the bondage, you do everything that she wants you to do, everything that she needs, you're gonna be in there. You know what I mean? It's not gonna take any time. You know, you just wait and then you start playing the game with her. But so many guys are all about their fucking dick and getting their orgasm off that they don't even think about the person that they're with.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? So that's what it's about, controlling yourself first and then controlling the girl's fucking orgasm.
God, absolutely. I wish more guys were like you.
I was gonna say, you think more guys.
I like that. I'm all about Filipino orgasm. I was gonna take his class, but I
should have came out. It was a good fucking class.
Well, what's the next class? What's going on there?
Next class is in San Diego and it's slave training, so it's not the same.
What's the next LA class?
Next LA class. I haven't chose it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to figure it out. Well, so it'll be in July.
So if I give you $15, will you give me a private climax control? And we'll have Josie and Venus, and they can demonstrate, and we can...
if you give me $15 for three people...
You lost me like, hey, can you give me a little private?
I want to know his techniques.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you just met him. You can already know, oh, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been trying to brag about my prowess. You're like, you're not terribly impressed.
You know,
although you think I have an 8-inch cock, which I'll take.
You know what it comes down to is when you're poly and you're polygynous, you have to satisfy a bunch of people. You just can't go in one room and, you know, come and then fall asleep because you got other people waiting for you.
Does being poly get exhausting?
It can be. But you know, anytime you're doing something you love, you know, I mean, it's never work.
Yes, it's fun.
You just need recoup time.
But it's so much going on. Like, how do you manage?
I just need to go sit in a park and be alone.
I never do that. You know what? Actually, the bathroom is my alone time. I tell people
the toilet, the
shower, just don't fuck with me. That's my only time I need to myself, you know?
I'll be back in 2-3 hours. So.
Dropping
a big juice.
Whatever I'm doing.
Let me grab the encyclopedia. I'll be right back.
Well, you know, because I mean, you wind up, if you have three people and you're in the bathroom and you got two bathrooms, you're going to get on a regular basis. You know what I mean?
Right. Especially if it's
women.
The rest are women. Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Everybody
and
wants
they
to
all get on their period at the same time.
And that's why you have to keep one outside of the house.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's
the
trannies don't have periods.
Trannies don't. Trannies have penises, though.
We do. Yeah, sorry. Some of us don't.
You know, it's a trade-off.
Well, that leads me to my next question. Are you ever gonna get rid of the Franks and beans?
Put in a jar and pickle it.
Oh, please don't.
I don't know, actually. I'm kind of thinking about it. Like, right now, I love my prostate. Like, and I love coming. So I don't know yet. If it gets to a point where my ass is just getting tired and worn out and just like blown the hell out, where I could just put like an eggplant into it.
Oh, you mean like Josie's?
Wow.
You knew it was coming. Come on.
Mark.
That's fucked
Fuck
up.
You.
You knew it was coming. I mean, you set me up so good for that one. If I didn't say it, you'd be disappointed, Josie.
Wow.
No, but you enjoy having a penis and you enjoy having a penis.
Okay, I have a question.
Well, I like women too.
I have a question. So
I'm waving goodbye.
You're omnisexual, but if you had to have a relationship with one gender, which one would it be?
Good question.
I date guys, of course, but sex-wise, I prefer both all at once. That'd be like my
ideal. So you would like you should be in a poly relationship too.
I would love to. It's just tough. It's so tough because guys get jealous, girls get jealous. I'm just like, dude, just shut the fuck up. And we're all having sex.
To be poly, you have to be a skilled mediator.
Yeah, definitely.
You really have to be a skilled mediator
and have people who are open-minded and actually educated about.
You know, nobody's open-minded. That's a problem. You know,
I don't care how
I don't care how poly you are, you're going to get put in a situation where you can't see anybody else's shit but your own, and you think you're right, and so everybody gets that moment. It's up to the person who's you know, head of that relationship to sit there and say, hey, you know what? Let's sit down. Here's what's going to happen. Here's how it's going to be, and go from there. And also make the tough decisions, like, okay, this isn't going to work.
But mind you, too, it takes confident people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, if you are jealous, one of them is just jealous, it just ruins everything. Throws everything off.
Well, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I'm a jealous ass motherfucker.
Are you really?
Do you want your...
Oh, yeah. I'm
your
super
ladies
jealous.
To not be with any other men? What, I mean...
I'd prefer it. You know what I mean?
What
I'm
if
not going to
say
it.
Said I'm... But they have been with other men.
But you're saying they have been with other men?
I have a girlfriend who is married, has a husband. I have a sub who's married and has a husband. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there you go. I mean, I do it. But what I'm saying is I prefer to be in a relationship where I'm the only male.
Because when
I'm a polygynous.
You're a polygynous.
One man, multiple women. That's what I would like to live with the rest of my life.
So would I, but I don't know what happened.
But I've done it.
You have done it.
Yeah, I've been poly 19 years. I was in a polyamorous relationship, me and my wife, with another person for 8 years. And then, and we lived together, all three of us. And then we brought somebody else in, and all four of us lived together for 4 years.
Right.
So... It's possible, you know what I mean, to continue to do that. It's just you have to be on your P's and Q's.
Because I was on your podcast, Tyrant Think, and this was a few months ago.
Right.
And I was flirting with your wife, very badly, of course. I was just doing it for the show. And you seemed you knew it was a threat. You knew as it's going
to go. No, not at all.
She did not take it well
at
all.
Now, if you were Tay Diggs, I'd have to kill you.
He's hot, though. Yeah.
I think that's the point he was making.
That's exactly what I was making.
I got three hot, confident people just busting my ass.
Most of the women I date are into other women.
Right.
That's like right off the bat. I try to make sure that they are bisexual.
Are you still doing Tyrant Thing?
No. Okay. Actually, we put it on hiatus.
After my show?
After your show. I can't handle it.
Oh, man.
No more of this guy. Bullshit. No, yeah.
You mean Rex, not me?
No, you.
Oh, it's me. My bullshit. Oh, okay. All right.
No. Rex is a great guy.
Rex is cool, yeah.
You know, the thing is, I just got so busy doing the other stuff. I wound up doing some acting and teaching and
tell
all
us
the
about
other
that, because you got something coming out, right?
Yeah, you know, I was on the League of Steam. I'm a big nerd. I know I look like this, but I'm actually a big nerd. And the League of Steam wanted somebody to be a villain in their ongoing webisodes that they do. And so they hired me and brought me in, and I did my first acting
role. What's your villain name?
I can't tell you.
So League of Steam is a superhero web series, I'm assuming.
It's a steampunk superhero. They're kind of like steampunk Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
You know, and they do all this crazy stuff. Their special effects and budget is ridiculous.
Okay.
You know, and the screenwriter is actually the guy who does Batman, what's the newest series of Batman? I forgot what it's called. It's... Anyway,
the Batman. There's a cartoon, right?
There's a new cartoon now. Okay. Where Bruce Wayne is the old man, and they bring a new Batman in.
Oh, Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond. So, okay. So
there's a new Batman show, Steve Gotham, coming out too.
Yeah. So that guy is the writer, and I mean they got great writing, great everything, and it's a comedy. So I enjoyed it. It'll be out in August.
Right. Because you are surprisingly funny. I remember when I first met you, you were just like, I was like, you're a little intimidating.
How was he?
You're a little intimidating. He's a little growly and intimidating. Like, yeah, and then when I get to know you, you're just so much fun.
Dude, I'm a nice guy. It's only when it's time for me to
he's
do
like
work.
Like a teddy bear.
When it's time for me to do work, I do work. You know, it's when I'm on my job, I'm on my job, you know?
He's going to be like Smokey the Bear in a little bit. Josie, you had a lot of girly boy questions for Venus, so please. The floor is yours.
Oh, now you put me on the spot. Now I can't think of them off the cuff like that.
I need to move my
microphone.
I think
we answered it. You answered a couple of them. Oh, my God.
How are you? I went through
this last night. And all over Facebook, it was nothing but my boobs and Angela's ass last
actually, this morning.
You don't mind if I stare at your boobs, do you?
So,
see, Venus has nice boobs.
You go ahead, take them out.
See?
Very nice.
Now,
Josie?
Why are you so, like...
Yours is so much bigger than mine.
I'm not shy.
Well, why when I look at your boobs, you always get pink?
I don't always get pink. I don't flash my boobs though.
But you're right.
I do accidentally.
Now, Venus, I'm like to get choked.
Wait, she did get choked. Orpheus choked her on the show.
No, I did. Did I choke you?
The first time you were on the show.
You tied me up. You're calling me shy.
That's my thing, by the way. That is my kink. Is breath play. It used to be my best class. Standing room only. I've had 80 people in one breath play class.
And by the way, Master Overbound said he did not take your class. He took other classes of yours, but not that one.
Okay, yeah. That's the class that I love to do, and I don't do it. I can't teach it anymore, but I fucking love that class.
Venus, do you like being choked?
Hell the fuck yes, and my hair getting pulled. My fantasy is to get choked in an elevator and, my legs up in the air, and he's just like, have at it.
Well, we have an elevator out here,
but I don't have a way to get the camera to the elevator, but...
This is going to look like a Jay-Z video.
If you would like your fantasy fulfilled... I don't know if Orpheus would be into that.
You got a camera?
We've got it right here. I was going to turn it around. Are you up for that, Orpheus?
Yeah, no problem.
We might not be up
for choking somebody.
I do not get enough interracial in my life. I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay.
So we're doing fire play and breath play today.
All right. I think we're going to do a little breath play.
Let's do it.
Let me adjust the camera a little bit.
All right. So Venus is going to stand there so you can get the camera right. Now come up.
Venus,
and we'll do some breath play.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're really going to... Venus had sent an email. Her management sent an email to Skid Row Studios, said anybody wants Venus on there. Almost every show said we want her. And this show was chosen. I don't know. See, they seem to think that you chose this. And let me tell you something. You made the right choice.
Right.
Actually did.
So if you could please stand over here.
Okay. I'm pretty tall.
Yeah, you're 5'10", right?
Yeah, I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
It's really hot.
It's about to get hotter. Now, Josie and I are going to talk for the people on iTunes. Let me swing this around. And we're going to comment here for our iTunes fans. So Orpheus
has his hands placed delicately
around the neck. Venus has very nice earrings. I noticed that.
Venus is striking a pose where she gets choked out.
She is. It's just like a
it's
whole...
Really, oh,
oh,
wow.
Shit. Oh, wait a second.
There she goes.
Wait a second. She is going.
Wow.
Wow. That was
fast. And the hand position. How was that?
I was like passing out.
You were.
Sorry about that.
That was fantastic. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Okay.
It's
wild. Orpheus, you want to do the fire play now since you're up?
Sure.
Josie, take off your shirts.
Oh, take off your shirts.
Okay, that was a really intense
situation. Yeah, let's hear about how that was.
I just literally just zoned out when he was like put his hands on me.
Your face, the face told everything.
I was like zoning in. I was like, what the hell's going on here?
When you choked Josie, I think you did it lighter because she really like...
Yeah, you can control how deep and how fast they go in once you get really good at it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's important because I know Josie was scared. I can feel her pulse right off the bat. And Venus here was not scared and just went right into it. And was like, okay, we'll just bring you right in and see how it goes.
So I was right. You did do it a little harder,
a little more intense.
It's being able to put your hands in the right place and what circulations you're cutting
off.
And
the right place is?
I can't tell you. I can tell you off camera.
I think this is right here,
the sleeper move. Because I felt like I was not going to sleep. I was like, oh my God, this is kind of comfortable here.
I'll tell you what, your face there was no comfort there. Your face was, it was like a look of shock. I'm serious.
I guess because.
Shock and delight.
I did not get choked enough. And this is actually pretty awesome because the thing is, with kink.com,
right?
I always play the dom, you know? I never get to play the sub.
I was going to ask that, too. The guys want you to dominate them?
Yeah, and that's the only two sides that I have for transsexuals where we always play the dom. So whenever you get the chance to get tied up or
because you're
choked,
doing, like, a forced feminization because it's, like, usually transsexual topping non-transsexual, correct?
Yes, I basically dominate girls and I dominate guys.
Right.
Which is tier seduction.
But you want a guy to dominate you.
Yeah, I think it's just hard to find good doms out there. That's the thing, that are guys.
Not on the Dark Mark show, we find them.
But
this is maybe one of the best around. Like I say, when he does these things, it's so intense.
Yeah, do you like go to Dungeon Core or anything fun?
He's laughing at Dungeon Core. Oh my God, look at those flapjacks.
Yeah, I like that.
Flapjacks.
Yeah. That's a compliment. That's hot flapjacks.
Those, I'm not calling them flapjacks at all.
No, those are hot. Those are hot.
Those are on the fruit scale right there.
Those are cantaloupes. You know what I'm talking about. You know, I got you the watermelon Perrier like you like it.
Oh, is that good, by the way?
Pink grapefruit.
Pink grapefruit. For your pink grapefruits.
I'm looking at your grapefruits right now.
Wait a second. Let me. But while Orpheus is setting up, I would love. Now she's whispering something in the camera. I would love for the two of you. I don't know what secret thing you're whispering. I was gonna have you guys topless side by side.
Okay.
And compare the boob jobs.
She's gonna be like double like mine.
I know yours is pretty good. Look at it. We gotta get that on the camera. I mean, I you gotta see what I'm seeing.
No, I actually want to see this first.
All right.
You're gonna try that.
All right. All right. Now Orpheus is gonna do fireplay. Now Venus, if you can help me, we're gonna be very whispery, but we're gonna describe the action because there's people listening on iTunes that can't see this. But trust me, it's good. It's good.
I swear.
It's good even if...
She has some, like, double Ds. It's crazy. It's fucking hot.
I'm nervous.
I love it because it's, like, it looks pretty natural.
I think Orpheus, Venus, you can agree with... Josie is a beautiful woman.
Definitely. She's fucking hot. You never see that many girls with dark hair.
All right.
Before we start doing this, I want to just say, please don't try this at home.
No, I was going
to
get to that.
Just because you see me doing this doesn't mean you get to do it. Right. And that's it. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, last time you were on, you cleared at the fire marshal. You've been doing this for a long time. This is not stuff you play around with at home. Exactly. Definitely, you want to know what you're doing before you even think about it. Folks, play with boobs at home, but don't play with fire. I think that Josie has got a point there.
Use your hands.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right, so he's got little torches out.
They're like marshmallows.
Yes. Actually, they are kind of like little marshmallows.
I know, right?
So Orpheus is... Okay, he's not really touching her. He's just kind of getting her a lead sensation around the boobies. Josie said she likes it. It's real nice.
Does it give your pussy a tingly feeling?
It's nice.
I guess that gives her pussy a tingly feeling. I think it's giving my pussy a tingly feeling. I don't know what's going on. Okay, now he touched her stomach and I did get a reaction out of it. Now there's fire on the body.
Woo! Being very I wonder how it's like if she had a Hitachi.
The pasties are kind of the pasties are become, you don't want to, those are, so he's going in between the boobies, he's going around the boobies.
Oh, wow.
He's doing like a figure eight around the boobies.
I think I'm good.
Venus, you're more than welcome to.
I'm a little bit afraid of fire.
Are you really?
Yeah, okay. It's tough on top of that. Because
I'm so close to it, burning.
Yeah.
Breast singes your hair. Does it feel warm? How does it feel? To feel like almost like a little warm towel.
But she almost got, she was getting into it. She was really closing her eyes and starting to
get
into the sensuality of it.
Dabbing all over her body.
But I can tell, I can tell she's still a little scared of it. And I don't blame her.
Scared about being topless on
the internet.
I wonder if you could tie this in with like Karma Sutra.
I'm sure the Orpheus will tell us about that when he gets back on the, I see sweat.
Yeah, she's not.
The boobies are glistening.
She's not burning or anything.
No, he's being very careful. He's touching
just glistening her skin.
He's touching it lightly and then putting it away.
Now he's just blowing the heat.
Now he's blowing the heat against the nipples. Yeah,
against
the boobs.
Oh.
Uh oh. Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Going down below. Whatever. And he goes inside.
No. That was fantastic. That was fantastic as usual. The master.
Awesome.
Josie, thank you for doing that.
Kudos. I would not be able to do that.
Why is that?
I'll step on coals.
Venus, you're more than welcome to try. I don't want to force you to do anything.
No, maybe another time.
Well, hopefully that's a rebooking because we love Venus.
Dick right there.
You know what? Everybody has a phobia of fire because at some point in time they've been burnt. You know, but the thing about
cooking.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, but the thing about this is it's not actual. It's a little bit of an illusion. Mm. You're not really getting fire on you.
You're not touching her with the fire?
The fire is not touching them. I'm touching them with the wand, but not the fire. So it's a little bit different.
It's just warm.
The thing is, like, with girls, I think it's, like, sensitivity. Get them wet, you know? But with me, you have to entice me with a cock or something. Like, you know, you have to give me something. Like, I can't get wet.
You like the choking. You like the choking. You like the hair pulling. And you like the cock.
I like the cock, yeah.
So, fellas, if you want to win Venus Lux is hard. It helps if you have a woman, too, because she likes as well.
Give
but,
Orphan,
she was saying that you worked at it when the Kama Sutra, and you said,
oh, yeah. You can do this and have sex. You can do this and I like to do it with a Hitachi. I did a...
I smell like a barbecue now.
Hitachi. Yeah, like a grill?
No, like... Not a hibachi.
Oh, hibachi.
A Hitachi magic wand. And I did Marie Love.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I had about 4-foot flame, and, you know, forcing her to come and the whole nine yards and putting fire on her and she's orgasming at the same time. It was a fucking great scene, man.
God, I wish I had a vagina right now.
I thought... you know, I really don't, but...
Now you're thinking about chopping off.
Can you, like, get some hot wax, too, and play with that?
Oh, yeah, you can do it.
Oh, no, I'm sure you teach class on hot wax.
I've done all that.
Crazy.
Yeah, when it comes to fire, I don't think there's anything I haven't done yet.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Are there things that you're thinking of the next generation was going to happen?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually trying to electrify fire now.
What's that?
Electrify fire.
Oh,
so you get the feeling of electricity along with the actual flame. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to...
Like a cow prod with...
Didn't Doc Shock say he took his class?
Doc Shock. We had Doc Shock in the studio. Actually, I'm going to be on I'm Berger. Stick around, because at 10 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be on David Berger's show. They have shock collar trivia, and I can't believe they found a shock collar my size. But
oh,
they
my
did.
God.
So we'll see what happens there.
That shit hurts. You know that, right?
Well, yeah, I figured as much, but I'm promoting my one-man show. I laughed so hard I cried. That will be at the Shepherd Theater at the Complex. Friday the 13th, Saturday the 21st, Friday the 27th. Go to gothcomedian.com for all the details and get tickets for $5 if you put in the coupon code GOTH. But what else you got going on, Orpheus?
June 28th, I'll be in San Diego teaching a slave training class. You know,
we're still doing the show. There were some specific things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I plugged that because it's a really big occasion because Dungeon Servitudes is going to be closing. On their 10th anniversary.
What?
Yeah, and so they're not going to be around anymore, and it's going to be it's really a monumental thing. So this is going to be the last time I'm teaching there. It's going to be the last party there.
This is the big dungeon in San Diego?
Yeah.
Where in town is it?
It's in Old Town Pasadena. Old Town San Diego, yeah.
Right, right.
So it's down there, and it's really a bittersweet thing. So I really want to plug it, you know, and just let them know that, you know, we get a lot of love. And also, it's one of only two black-owned dungeons, so... I had to be
there. Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, I'm trying to support, you know?
Right. So, but black owned dungeons, but everybody's welcome, and I'm sure there's also
of course.
People.
Of course. It's always been, that's just a byproduct, you know what I mean? Just.
Well, I'm always curious. And when I see you, and the first few times I saw you, you were exclusively with black women.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if there's like a whole like black underground scene that we don't know about. That's actually
there is not.
That's actually probably a lot.
It's just very few minorities here, and you know, I love black women, I love Asian women, I love Mexican women, I love minority women, and I love white women. You know, it just so
especially
happens
with the big
that
movies.
It just so happens that when you see another black person, we kind of gravitate towards each other
because there's not that many in the
Federation. Exactly. You're like, hey, you too, huh? And it kind of works out like that. So,
because I would say in the transsexual world, there's a few other Asians, I would imagine.
There's not many in America. In Asia, it's plenty. Third world country porn, of course. But in America, there's not many. It's mostly
when
Latin.
I was in Thailand.
Well, what's country
everywhere.
Porn?
Everywhere.
Like specific to the country or?
Say when?
You said country porn?
Third world country porn.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like...
Thailand.
I thought they were dressed up like the Dukes.
Thailand has a lot of transsexuals.
I thought they were dressed up like the Dukes of Hazzard or something. I didn't know country porn. I didn't really get it, but they were having a hoedown. I didn't know what was going on. But here in America, really? So
there's only probably like 3-4.
So mainly white women?
Mainly are Latins.
Latin, okay.
Latin's very common because I guess it's very accepting in their culture.
A lot of Filipinos, too.
A lot of Filipinos, yes. But not many in porn, though. Not many in porn. But in porn-wise, a lot of Latins.
So are you gonna since you're, you know, are you gonna keep going for the award or are you gonna?
Oh yeah, I love fucking porn. It's just I'm always looking for the next challenge, and I have my own site, so that's where I always build up to and always challenging.
But
do you have an exit plan if you decide you don't want to do this anymore?
Yeah, I own my own site.
Marry a rich man.
Oh, no, never. I tried that once. Backfired.
Were you married? Seriously?
I was engaged, actually. Oh, really? Yeah, it didn't work out.
To a rich man?
To a rich man, yes. But it's just like, okay, he had
He's
a kid,
too. He's not getting engaged to a poor man. Come on.
Yeah, no.
Those earrings, come on.
Aren't
going to
be cheap.
Yeah, it requires upkeep. Now, do you run into people who have, like, just the yellow fever? Like, they don't care what
God.
You are as long
Always
as you're
white guys. Always white guys. Always white guys.
Really?
Yeah. The guys, they're like, oh, I love fucking Asians. I'm like, okay, great. So you don't like me because I'm a tranny. You just like me because I'm an Asian. Yes. So, you know, I'm kind of like turned off by that. I'm like, oh, great. The thing is, I would love to actually find more like ethnic people, like Latin guys or Armenian or black guys.
Or really cute, chubby white guys with beautiful blue eyes. And
are you in the trannies?
No.
I was like, what are you putting your bid in for?
Well, here's what's interesting because I was texting Josie the other night, and she's like, well, what do you think? Because I was like, I think I'm gonna flirt with Venus a little bit on the air, and she's like, so what do you think of tranny? I'm like, I don't have any opinion whatsoever. I'm
open minded as long as you can dick me down good and give me good sex and.
You're transitioning a little bit into mainstream because you're in a movie called Little Saigon.
I actually was featured in it. I think it didn't get picked up, actually. Yeah, okay. I was shooting the pilot for it. And
it's supposed to be a series?
No, it's supposed to be for a movie. Mm-hmm. But I guess I didn't get enough funding for it. But yeah, I'm still working on mainstream stuff. Other than that, I have my production company I focus my energy on, which is always fun.
Okay. And what kind of productions?
I do mainly transsexual porn. I have my website, and I'm actually relaunching my website next week.
And what's the website?
Venus-lux.com. Basically, if you want to see me with girls, guys, transsexuals.
And who doesn't?
Right. So you can see a little bit of everything about me and join my site. Check it out. If you're a newcomer, you're new to transsexual porn.
Newcomer.
I'll show you the ropes.
Newcomer's welcome. Right. Encouraged.
If you're curious about it, you might as well go to the Tranny Award winner.
Oh, yeah. I'm also an X-Biz Performer of the Year of 2014, too.
So what kind of performances do you do?
I do a lot of, actually, I'm more known as Dom. Guys love that. I guess it's like people transition from, getting dom by women to transsexual because the thing is like it's the next level because girl doms are with strap-ons while transsexuals, it's attached.
Orpheus has got something in his mind.
Well, you know what? I can see that, but it's a specific type of sub. Right. You know, like the ones they're into the forced femme or the or cissification or they're just into anal play. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're into a specific type of thing. Everybody doesn't jump directly into the transsexual area, but you know,
some do. And some like the strap-ons and some don't.
And some like, you know what I mean? Some like a little, I don't know, to be honest,
they actually like verbal.
You know, I thought it was kind of hurt myself. Wait a second, is the mic on? I'm sorry, go ahead. Chelsea, have you ever used a strap-on?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What?
You've never used a strap-on?
No, I haven't.
Has one been used on you?
I have no experience with strap-on. At all.
Either you giving or taking?
None.
Wow.
Okay, just curious.
It just never occurred.
I've done it. You with the gargantuan Orpheus penis, a strap one on?
Dude.
Where the fuck are you from? That comes from the voice. It comes from the confidence. It comes from the attitude.
It's because I'm a black, right?
I'll be honest with you. I read an article about Warren Beatty. And they talked about him having the type of confidence of a man that has a big dick and knows it.
Wow.
And you sort of remind me of that. You have a Warren Beatty type.
You know what?
Dicky confidence.
I don't want to say I got a giant dick. I have a dick. I know how to use it. You know what I mean? I don't get any complaints.
So what scenario does Orpheus Black put a strap on? I want to do both.
I want to be in her ass and her vagina at the same time. So I just strapped it on, tucked it on top, and fucked her that way, and then hit the Hitachi on top.
Right.
So, that's
you know what I mean? And then a little choking at the same time. Because
right.
I only have so many.
Oh, my God,
fucking...
you're talented. You can do all
that. And then
that.
Do orgasm control along with that.
That's exactly what I do. That's my shit.
No.
I've only done that like two, three times. But, you know, that was really important. I wanted to see how many.
That takes a lot of concentration.
Well, it's a lot of concentration.
And, you know, and I'm like, it's all going off my head. Because me, I'm just like, sometimes when I'm doing fingering and licking at the same time, I get a little confused. And you know,
it's like cat in your head, you rubbing your
tongue. Exactly.
Do the six pack, you know what I mean?
I do the six pack.
And then you work the clit. And then you reach up there and you just put a little choke on it.
But it makes me question, do you ever get to that, when you are in so much in control, because I sometimes have this situation, when you're in control so much, you kind of lose a tendency, do you ever have a situation where you lose a tendency where you climax, but it's not at its fullest potential?
All the time.
Really? Because every time
it's at its fullest potential.
Yeah,
being a dom
sock. It's really hard to be in control all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you're concentrating on everything else, right?
Because you're so much focusing on pleasing your sub, it gets to a point where, like, fuck, you know, I want to have that mind-blowing experience where I just, like, you know, orgasm and then just pass the fuck out and then smoke a cigarette.
And I'm such a control freak. It's very hard for me to let go in those situations.
Right.
Like, I haven't gotten head to the point of climax in so many years. I mean, it's been years.
Really?
Yeah.
Josie, Venus, you want to help him out with that? Actually, Venus looks like he does.
I can deep throat you.
Wow.
Or can you deep throat me?
Sure, as long as it's not too fat, because I don't think.
Wow.
It's the thickness. Yeah, I've been described as girthy, but you know. And on that note,
he can get friction on the pickle jar.
Exactly. I'll tell you, Venus, you are so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I told you it's going to be a lot of fun.
I told you
it went by like that, right?
Yes, as long as you get like air conditioner in here.
For real.
Well, we're working on it. That's the only thing. Yeah. So, Venus, tell us all the stuff you got going on.
Okay, so new site launching next week, featuring new features of my store, VOD.
What's the coolest item in the store?
Store is going to be a paraphernalia all about me. So, ranging from like my lingerie, my underwear from On Set, pictures, autographs.
Oh, are you selling your underwear?
Yes. Oh, and DVDs.
Boxers? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Tidy whities. Duh.
Yeah, my grandma panties.
I'm assuming thoughts. Well, let me get this question in before I go. Because I saw a lot of pictures of you this week. I was researching very vigorously. Mm-hmm. Josie will tell you when I have really beautiful women on.
Mm-hmm. He does a lot of research.
Whether they have penises or not, I do a lot of research. Uh-huh. I saw a lot of pictures of you in bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go?
Tuck.
Oh, it's tuck.
No, but there's ways.
It's painful.
I didn't see, I mean, I don't know where you tucked it. I saw a couple pictures where, like, the hand was strategically placed.
Uh-huh.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. You kind of, like, hook it, like, this. Kind of cover it. Yeah.
But, I mean, because I saw, like, like your ass.
Hook and tuck.
Like, in the front, it was tucked in the back, and then in the back.
You pull that shit back.
So you got to tuck it one way, and then for the other side,
Do you tuck it between the cheeks?
You tuck it, basically, you just pull it back. You just pull it back.
But you're big enough to where it goes between the cheeks, probably, right?
How often do you get asked this question? Not that often, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, mostly you're like, how's it like to have sex? Or how's it like being transsexual? But you should,
on the Dark Bar show, you'll be asked about the tuck.
But yeah, you tuck it back. Cheeks. You tuck that shit back. You pull the balls up, and you just tuck it back.
I'm sorry I asked that.
Pain for beauty. Right?
Well, what is the website? What is the URL for the website?
URL is going to be venus-lux.com.
Venus-lux.com.
And I assume it's probably members.
Yes, it's a member site, so you join, and I will have a summer's promotion when I launch my site next week.
And Venus, what is the funniest porn title that you've been in?
Asian Nail Salon. And actually, I won an award for it, actually.
Asian Nail Salon. What award did you win?
I won Best Scene, a Trendy Award.
Can you say... design for $1 more.
I cook for you $1 more.
Nice.
Oh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about next time. Orpheus, tell us all about you and what you got going on.
You know, I'm doing a lot of writing, and I'm hoping to have my book coming out probably middle of next year. So
I will buy it.
Thank you. And you can go to askorpheus.blogger.com. You know, check me out. And
I didn't know you had an Ask Orpheus.
Oh, yeah. People,
now I know.
People write in and ask me all kinds of sex questions.
Yeah, well, I'll have some real basic ones for you. what else you got going on?
And June 27th is my birthday, so come down to Body Storytelling because that's where I'm going to be having it. And we're going to sit there, have some kinky fucking stories, get drunk and smack some ass or do something crazy.
Well, I'm doing my show between 9 and 10 that night, but I will come afterwards. I guarantee it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. And where's that at?
That's going to be a Body Storytelling. What is the place? Busby's East.
Busby's East. Okay, I'll find it. And Facebook.
You can Facebook me. Facebook me, Orpheus Black, and we'll all the information is there.
And go to Josie Cad on all social network, Goth Comedian. We're out of time. Have a wonderfully creepy week.
I love you long time, real quick.
I love you long time.
Have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.
There you go.
Bye.